Hi, Eduardo. It's Gail at Local Slash. Did I give you enough time to get out of all that traffic?
No, yeah. I mean,
are you close?
I can hear you.
What? See, what's that?
Nope.
Oh, no. It's
okay.
Really
no,
brutal
no,
this
fine.
Afternoon. Oh, good.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, and he's a smarty pants, too. You're trying to pull my leg. I was going, oh, man, you poor thing, you're still stuck in traffic. My husband always plays practical jokes on me, so I'm used to them. So, Edward, let me get into my next screen here. I wanted to make sure I could get you. I tried you a little bit ago, and I figured you were probably still driving, and I didn't want to interrupt you. There we go. Okay,
I can do this based in here.
Okay, super. All right, so I'm going to run through, verify some info with you. What I want to do is, and some of it I apologize in advance, it's going to sound a little redundant. We double and triple and in some places quadruple verify things just to make sure we've got every opportunity to catch misplaced letters, words, periods, and so on. We want everything perfect when your listing comes out, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
all right.
I want that too.
Super. So I've got your first name, Eduardo. Is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Perfect. And your last name, Kaufman?
No. What's the last name, sir? No. Estevez.
Oh, my goodness. Where did I get Kaufman?
Oh, Kaufman is my... No, but that's my... That's my maid, my mother's name.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I wasn't completely...
Fine. That's fine.
Okay.
It's
so I will change it to... Got it. And that's E-S-T-E-V-E-S.
Yeah, exactly, like in the company.
Perfect. And, Eduardo, what's the best email address for you?
Eduardo@eka.works.
E-K-A? Dot.
Yeah.
What was the last? Org. So.
Works. W-O-R-K-S.
Ah, okay. E-K-A works. And is that .com?
Yeah.
All
no,
right.
No, .com. E-K-A.works. E-K-A.works. That's it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a new extension. Eduardo@eka.works.
Yep, correct. That's it.
All right, super. Thank you. Oh, and it doesn't like it. Any other email address? Or let me read it back. Make sure I've got it. So it's kicking it back as an invalid address. I've got.
That's weird.
And you sure it's @e? Like Edward, K like Katie, A like Apple, dot W, like Walter, O like Oscar, R like Richard, K like Kick, S like Fox.
Yeah, but it was so it's E as in Edward, K as in Kilo, A as in America. And that's it. Dot works.
Q like Quebec.
I use it pretty. So it's Eduardo, Eduardo@eka.works. That's it.
That's strange. It still wants to balk about it. Let me try something else here real quick. I'm going to see if I can actually kind of override here and send you an email from my own. There we go. All right, I just sent an email to that address. Let me know if you get that. It should be there pretty quickly. I'm wondering if maybe our system just hasn't updated for that extension.
Shouldn't be a problem.
No. Is it not W-O-R-X, is it?
No, it's W-O-R-K-S. Okay, I received it now.
All right, well, that works then. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And I'm glad we did that then. And let me send you one more while I'm here. Both of these are just informational. I just wanted to make sure they were making it to you, but since I got you, I'm going to send that second one now. And
I got it from relevant ads.
Yes.
Right?
Perfect. Good. Okay. So those two emails are just informational. And if you do see any pricing in those emails or on the website, just disregard them. Anything that you see would, from here on out would be listed at retail, and we got that discount on there for you. So you can just ignore the pricing. And Eduardo, I've got your number as 917-374-3894.
3894, yeah.
Perfect. And is that also your cell?
That is my cell phone.
Okay, great. And is that also the business number?
For now, I mean, we have a couple, yeah, but I think I'm going to use like an online assistant, something like that, you know.
Oh, sure.
Services. So
you
when you get a lot of calls, yeah. We'll
okay,
probably have a
nope.
number for, you know, for clients.
No problem. Whenever you're ready to switch that phone number over, just let us know and we can make that change for you, okay? And for now, I will list the 3894 phone number. Perfect. All right. And then I've got your address as, well, actually, back up. I've got E like Eduardo and so ampersand, E like Eduardo, Estevez, E-S-T-E-V-E-S, group, comma, LLC. Is that spelled correctly?
Yes. Estevez is in my last name, as I gave it to you, and yeah.
Perfect. And then I've got your address as 1600 SW for Southwest, First Avenue, apartment 1101 in Miami.
Yes. Correct.
Awesome. And then 331T9. As the zip code, sorry, 33129 is the zip?
Hello? Yeah, 33129, correct.
Super. And Eduardo, did you have a website already?
I do have a website. It's
www.eka.works,
as in the email.
As in the email. Thank you, yes. That was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
All right. Super. I've got that all updated. And then next up. So the next thing I'm going to do is set you up with an appointment with our technical department. And what they're going to do is they'll sit down with you, go over quality control, double check everything one more time, make sure that I didn't misspell anything or get any info wrong about your company. Fill in some blanks, like if there are any other keywords, things like that. So we block out an hour, but it usually only takes about a half hour. So let's look at the calendar here and see what we've got. So we like to get you in as soon as we can because we don't like to get your money and then not do any work right away. So I'm looking at tomorrow afternoon. And let's see. Is tomorrow afternoon looking like it might work out all right?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon is fine, but at what time? Maybe after 4 will be better?
Actually, that's perfect. Yeah, I was just going to say I could do as early as 4. Well, actually, 4 is, what? It looks like the only one left open on tomorrow.
That'll be fine. That,
perfect. So 4 o'clock. I'm just going to write that down quick. And then I'm going to make a calendar appointment, and as soon as I get that in here and all loaded up, I will send a copy of that to you, and then I'll have you look for it. Oh, actually, back up just a second. I do want to send you a couple of texts here, too, just to make sure those are making it through, too.
Great.
And actually...
So you guarantee that I'm going to be on the first page within 45 days, right?
the goal is to get you there in those first 45, those first 2 months, I should say. That's why we asked for that 2 month verbal. Yeah, so that we can get those results showing for you.
Okay, okay, that's fine. But then what's the keyword that you're going to use? Are you going to use like a certain keyword to get me there in the first page or?
Good question. So we're going to list you as general construction, but under that, as part of your keywords, I'm thinking, and you can correct me here too, also, if you think of any others after you and I are done, I'm thinking bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, woodworking, custom furniture, custom closets, custom cabinets, breaking them out so that we're, make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Good. Okay.
And, super. Okay, and who's going to do that to my website? Like, do I need to... So are you guys going to work on my website or something like that?
So we will need administrative access or just a user access is probably a better way to put it. And then we can get in there and so we'll need to tie things to your website and vice versa. But we don't need, we don't want ownership of your website by any means.
No, no, I understand what you need. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And so if people search for woodwork, we would be there, right? And like, would be one of the
areas
where we appear.
Correct. You got it. All right. Okay. And that calendar appointment is coming to you right now. I believe it comes by text and email. And it's going to start off in the subject line, local splash CIE. And then a bunch of numbers after it, the numbers you don't have to worry about. And if you just let me know if that one gets there. And then I'll need you to accept that. That'll let our technical department know that you are confirming.
Okay.
Well, that.
I just accept via email.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And then I'm going to send you three checks. These are all just informational. You don't need to do anything with them right now. The first one is my direct line, which you probably already have already, but that's okay. I'm going to send it again. And the second text is our customer service contact info. And then you bet. And then the third one is an informational YouTube video. Watch it whenever you have a minute. It'll tell you a little bit more about us and what to expect and how we work.
Okay.
All right. And let me get that calendar. I've got to actually type the appointment out here real quick for them. There we go. My goodness. It's already the middle of April.
Yes.
Hey. Huh. My goodness. Tax day went and came and went, I guess, and I forgot all about it.
Forgot to do your taxes.
What's that?
You forgot to do your taxes, you said.
No, we did them early and I forgot all about it. We did it way back in January and
then
looked up and there was tax day and we were done already. All right. So that is, yes. That is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Super. Okay. Now, allow me to do just a little copy and paste here. It'll make things go a little easier, a little quicker. So how, you must have been a ways from home this afternoon.
Well, I've been driving around, yeah. So I've
been, a lot of client
going
visit.
Between, you know... Yeah, going between, you know, work, you know, construction sites, whatever.
You bet.
Yeah.
You got to check up on them, make sure they've got everything and that they're doing it right.
Correct. Correct.
Yep, I hear ya. And, Eduardo, do you prefer to be contacted by phone, text, or email? Which is better?
Probably email.
Okay. And let's see. And now I'm going to type out all of those keywords. I'm doing general construction first. And then, so bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. Shall we say basement remodel? Is that a valid one also, Eduardo?
Which one, sorry?
The basement remodel. Kitchen, bath, basement. Perfect.
Well, I wouldn't do basement. We live here in Florida, like no.
Oh.
No one has basement. Yeah.
That's right. I forget. I'm so used to having a basement, I forget other people don't generally do them. And okay, so no basement. And then we're going to do carpentry.
Oh, you can do kitchen, cabinet remaking, custom carpentry, custom made closets.
This is wonderful. Okay, and closets. So far, I've got general construction, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, carpentry, woodworking, custom kitchen cabinets, custom bathroom vanities, custom closets. And you know, I'm also going to just write kitchen cabinets because some people don't know enough to ask for custom, but it's what they're actually looking for. And you might as well capture those and be able to tell them, no, I don't carry Home Depot cabinets, lady. Then to not get the lead at all. Okay. And Eduardo, if you think of any more between today and tomorrow when you talk to your tech person, just jot those down and we can add them in. And you know, likewise, if you think of something a month from now and you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe we forgot to include, just let us know and we can add it in then, okay?
Yeah. Super. I will.
All right. And grab another link here. And Eduardo, do you have a Facebook business page already?
I don't really use Facebook.
Okay, no worries. It is by no means a necessity.
Okay.
Go. And we do need a web page. No, you have your own website already built. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Double check my notes there. And then, so how far do you want to travel out from home base? So let's just say give you a couple of options. We can do a mileage radius. We could do by county, we could do by city, zip code, really your choice.
Well, so the carpentry is located in Pompano Beach, so it's not in Miami. So we have teams located north of Miami, which is Boca, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, and I'm here in Miami, so.
Okay. So we say
we could start with Fort Lauderdale, can we do Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami?
Yes, we can. You bet we can.
Yeah. So
let me make sure I catch all of these. All right, and I missed one. So I'm going to do Pompano Beach, and then I've got Miami, and you said Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, you can do Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and I don't know if Pompano Beach, but...
I'll put it on there anyway. All right, good. That's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that is... That's looking good. Now I've got to pop over just a couple more notes in my system for your text for tomorrow. And then we shouldn't take too much longer at all.
Okay.
And I do appreciate your patience, especially with all of our double verifying and such that we do. All right, so that is for Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Perfect, that's on its way. All right, so that is on its way to the text. Now, I'm going to go over to the billing, and it'll just take me a second to create your subscription. Well, my system thinks I think it needs some caffeine this afternoon. Are you a caffeine drinker?
Coffee drinker, you mean?
Yep.
Yes.
So am I.
Of course.
It's kind of hard to get by without it.
Totally.
All right. Oh, whoops. One more click here. Sorry about that. Thought we were home free. All right, there we go. Perfect. Now, I'm going to go over billing, so credit card info, and I'm going to verify your name one more time. So, as it appears on your credit card, is it EBUARDO, Estevez, E-S-T-E-V-E-S, S-T-E-V-E-S. Okay, super. And is the company name on there too, Eduardo?
Is the company what?
Is the company name on the card as well, or is it just your name?
On the card I'm going to use to pay.
Yes, sir.
It's, let me check, I don't know. Give me a
second. No worries.
So it has my name on top and then the name of the company below.
Okay, great.
And you just put my name.
All right. Yeah. So then on the card, it's Eduardo Estevez, and then it's E&E Estevez Group, LLC.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. And then...
the name on the card, it's Eduardo Estevez, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. And then I've got the number that is attached to the account also, 917-374-3894.
Correct.
Great. And then 1600 Southwest 1st Avenue, Miami, 33129.
That is the billing address, yeah.
Okay. And then is that going to be a Visa or a MasterCard, Eduardo?
It's going to be a Visa.
Right. And I'm ready for that number when you are. I'm going to read back every four digits as you give them to me, and then when we're done, I'll read the whole thing back all together just to make sure, okay?
Okay. 4246.
4246.
3153.
1537. All right. I've got 4246, 3153, 1284, 1537. Is that right?
Correct.
Good deal. And what's the expiration month and year, please, Eduardo?
It's going to be 06/26.
Right. Perfect. 6/26. And what is that security code on the back, please?
023.
023. Great, thank you. Let me update that, and then I'm going to go in and I'll run that through. And then we'll do, it's called our voice verification. So give me just 1 second to send that. So as soon as that goes here in just a second, this always takes a couple seconds. It's that layers, of course, that it needs to go through. There we go. All right, that went. Okay, so that went through. So now we need to make sure that we've got your terms and conditions accepted. So if you'll go to your email, and again, I think this one comes through by text too, you should get one that says Local Splash Invoice. Okay. Or Welcome to Local Splash. That one might take a second to get there. And then just let me know if it's there yet or when it does get there. And while we wait for it, I can go ahead and do the voice portion, and then we've got that all out of our way. So next thing to do, voice verification, and this is required of us as a Google Premier partner, so it does get recorded, and it's also attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And then, of course, it'll outline your service agreement. And then on the way to you right now in that invoice is that same copy of the verification. You've got it in right. So, Eduardo, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just stop me and ask me. I'm happy to stop and clarify for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance.
Okay, I have it here. I have the...
Yay! Awesome. Okay.
Your image is very good. Having trouble viewing this image. Okay.
Yep. Just scroll all the way to the bottom. Yes.
Okay.
And then just a heads up, it's going to take you to a login screen. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, I have to do a signature here.
Great.
Okay.
And then did that log in screen come up for you?
Okay, so the next payments will be done every month.
Yes, on the 18th of the month. And in fact, I was going to go through that right with you here too, how to cancel all those things.
Okay.
All right. So, let me back up. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tiani Esteves Group, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Eduardo Esteves, owner, operating manager.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you an authorized viewer on the billing of this account?
Can you repeat the question?
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account with Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In having Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So your payment and setup fee for the first month was charged today in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second month's payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 18th of the month and will be charged in the non-refundable amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement. Non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may, when the second month's payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th and will be charged in that non-refundable amount of $249, and it is a recurring payment. Got that paragraph out the right way. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
And any other questions for me for right now, Eduardo?
No, for now, everything is fine.
Okay. And were you able to click on that that accept button on the terms and conditions?
Yes, let me do it.
Awesome. So when it gets to the login screen, you don't actually need to go any further. You'll get those logins tomorrow when you sit down with Kat.
Okay, so I'm in the login screen, so I'm not going to do anything right now.
Perfect. That should be just where we need to be. Let me check. Yes. All right. Everything went through just perfectly, Eduardo. So
Thank you.
Are all set? Absolutely. Congratulations. I think this is going to be great for your business. I can't wait to see you grow.
I hope so. I hope so, too.
You bet. If I can do anything else for you, don't hesitate to reach out. And just make sure that you make that meeting tomorrow with your tech so they can get you started, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Super. You bet. Have a good night, Esteva. Eduardo.
Too.
My gosh, I was going to call you your last name. Hi. Thank you, Eduardo. Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.
You bet.